Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The show is out today, and Vanessa Richardson of KPRC Channel 2 Sports is in for my man Ron the Show Ugly. And damn, that's a good song, Tyler. You're doing a damn good job, my man.
I got you, man.
And we are joined by one of my favorite, the pride and joy of Galveston, Texas, and more importantly, former Houston Astro pitcher, Brandon Backey. Backey, what's going on, my man?
Hey, not much, buddy. Good to see you. Good to talk to you again and be back on the radio. And you don't have to lie that much, man.
Nah, you know I ain't lying. You're one of us, baby. You're all right over here. I don't have to lie about you. Some folks, we bring them on, I got to lie about it. But, hey, look, Backey, obviously, man, you towed the rubber, man. You stood up there in the biggest moments, World Series, man. And actually, you dealt in the World Series. Man, how big of a deal is it for pitchers to not be able to use any types of sticky substance moving forward in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, a lot of friends have asked me about this and family members. And, you know, it's a big deal for a pitcher to have a feeling for the baseball. The last thing you want, personally, as a pitcher, to have no feeling or not have any confidence in the way the ball feels in your hand. For one, you don't want to hurt anybody or kill somebody with 90 plus miles an hour and not knowing where it's going to go. And two, I want to be out there and be competitive. So I don't want to throw balls over the middle because I'm timid at throwing the baseball towards the catcher because I think I might hit somebody. You know, the feel for the ball is very important for any pitcher, just to know that the ball is going to go where he wants it to go. You know, but when it comes to some of this sticky stuff that now has been coming out, man, I tell you, the game's got to be under control. And, if it's giving these guys that much more of an advantage, then I agree with the league and trying to crack down on it.
What did you use anything? And if so, what did you use?
Yeah. So, you know, I won't be a hypocrite about things and I'll tell you, now that I'm, retired, but you know, the only thing I did, I wouldn't even consider it cheating. You know, you got a pine tar rag, right? That's used by most hitters. And every starting pitcher would take a baseball to the bullpen to get ready and for the game. And with that particular ball, I would put some pine tar on that ball. And, you know, between my warmups and the pitches that I throw off the mound, I mean, I'm probably throwing somewhere between 60 and 70 throws or pitches accumulated. By the time I'm done with that, the pine tar is basically gone, whether it's on the ball or on my fingers. What it does do is help with my fingers. There's really no tackiness, but I have some sort of substance on there where it gives me a comfortable feeling with a new ball that I get sometime throughout the game. That's the only thing I used. Never had it on me on the field, never used it during the game, just prior to.
Brandon Backey joining us on Sports Radio 610. Hey, Dusty Baker brought up what I thought was a good point.
If they were going to do this, why did they do it in the middle of the season? Why did they make such a huge move in the middle of the season?
You're right, Vanessa. I mean, this is something that's kind of a little out of the norm for anything that comes up. I think they just felt like the league was being pressured so much by hitters around the league complaining enough to where they felt that they needed to do something now. And this is their answer to it. And, you know, the mound visits, the checking of the pitchers is the first thing they could come up with and, I guess, the best way that they can handle this.
It's turned into an absolute circus, Becky. I mean, am I out of line when I say this? Like, I watch Major League Baseball, and it pisses me off at Rob Manfred. Like, what are we doing? I mean, you got managers charging pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball coming out of the dugout. You got guys taking their belt off and damn near stripping down to their tights. I mean, what are we doing?
Well, what's going to be the final answer here? You know, if spin rate goes down, but the numbers for the pitchers are the same or relatively the same, do they continue this for the next year or the following years to come? How far where is the line drawn to where, you know, this is going to be policed? You know, to what extent is it going to be policed and how long is it going to be policed? What is going to dictate that? You know, I don't understand it. I don't get it. Usually, you know, this isn't the olden days when the players handle it themselves. You know, if you think someone's cheating, you brush them up and in. If you keep on cheating, and you go ahead and hit them in the neck and maybe fisticuffs during the game, one of the way or the other. But, you know, and hell, some fans even like that. But, you know, times have changed, and I certainly understand if there is a huge advantage in the game one way or the other, then I agree. Let's take it out. But this seems to be a little bit of a nitpicking and maybe even a childish mindset from some of these hitters that are complaining. You know, a lot of in some of these conversations I have with friends and family, the one thing I'd like to say is if you put it on the other side of things, you talk about spin rate going down because of this sticky substance. Well, if you take away batting gloves from hitters and pine tar from hitters and only give them rosin and a lick of the fingers like pitchers can do, you're going to see bat speed go down, which ultimately is going to result in less home runs, less batting average. So if you're going to take from one, you might as well take from the other and see what happens with the game itself. I just don't understand. I'm not doing tit for tat. You know, I'm more of a hitter-minded pitcher than a pitching-minded pitcher. But if you're going to complain about things, you better make sure you're right for one, especially, you know, what went down with Scherzer. That was just a little it was just terrible, to be quite honest with you. And if hitters had a bat in their hand with no batting gloves and no pine tar, they would be timid to swing as hard as they swing now just for the fact that the bat will fly out of their hand.
Brandon, let's get to some Astros talk. Is this the best team in the MLB right now?
It sure looks like it, especially over the last two or three weeks. These guys have come out, swung the bat well. They're young pitchers that have come in. They've come in and done their job, and they're taking advantage of the situation of injured players. Even some of our young hitters are coming in and doing well. McCormick's done a great job coming in. Toro's done a great job. So what you're seeing is a complete organization of players, 40-man roster, coming in and doing well and filling in those spots when necessary and just basically picking up where our star players have left off.
Former Astro pitcher and Galveston Ball quarterback Brandon Backe joining us on Sports Radio 610 Houston Sports Leader.
Yeah.
Hey, Backe, one thing I really am interested in is because I think it's a real deal problem with the Astros. And look, it's a problem with a lot of Major League Baseball franchises, the bullpen. I mean, guys are in the bullpen – because they've got some question marks in whether they're a reliever or they're a starter. So there's always a little bit of a fluid situation there. But if there's one complaint about the Astros, the bullpen has been they've left a lot to be desired on the table, ultimately. And I think there's a surplus of starters with the Astros. I don't think that. I know that. There's a surplus of starters for the Astros. And when it comes cutting time, getting towards the back half of the season, they're going to have to take one of those starters and slide him down into the bullpen in a long relief role, as they've done with Christian Javier to this point. And I don't want to speculate on who that may be. Hell, I think we're spitting in the wind at that point. But you've been in both roles. You've been a starter. You've come out of the bullpen. Take us through the difference, mindset, emotionally, physically, that it is between being a starter and being a guy that can be effective out of the locker, out of the bullpen.
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I mean, you know, certain personalities work better in one aspect of the game or the other. And, you know, I, like I said, I'm a linebacker mentality and a quarterback, you know, on the field. But, you know, I found it better that I knew what day I was going to pitch, and I had the ball for as long as I can have the ball during the game, which obviously ultimately means, you know, I wanted to be a starter. Sitting down in the bullpen, twiddling my thumbs, waiting for that moment to think that it might be my time to be called upon, and then it's not. It just really messed with my emotions as a human being and as a ball player. The uncertainty of whether I'm going to go in or not really wore on me and ultimately affected the way I pitched when I did get into the game. So me knowing my schedule, knowing every five games it's going to be my turn to go out there and shine and perform as well as I possibly can and hopefully last into the seventh, if not beyond, that worked best for me. So that's I can just basically attest that that's probably what everybody is. A lot of the relievers that are in the big leagues have been relievers for quite some time throughout the minor league system, even into college. So they're used to that that role. Making the conversion from one to the other certainly can be very difficult just with the character of that player and his mindset.
Brandon, I'm going to ask you one more thing about Spider Tech because it's such a hot topic right now. What's the honest dialogue between you and other former players? Like, what is the real narrative on this?
Well, I've never touched the substance myself. I have no idea. I haven't even looked it up. Actually, matter of fact, Spider Tech is the first time I heard it, I think yesterday or the day before. So I don't know. You know, I can understand that if you have attacking this to your fingers, to the ball, that you can create more spin rate, meaning the ball will maneuver a lot differently or more in the advantage to the pitcher. So that would be the disadvantage. However, you know, every time I talk about this, I think about Colorado. When you play in Colorado and it's 40, 30 degrees, and they just rubbed up the balls with some mud, and then that mud dries. It's like sawdust on a dance floor. It is very slick, very chalky. And if you don't have some sort of moisture or tackiness to counter that dried mud or dirt, it's very dangerous. I mean, it really is. And we've seen many of you guys get hit in the face or in the head and cause damage. The last thing you want for any player is to hurt someone and especially be a career-ending injury. And that's something that possibly could happen. So is the risk of someone getting injured careerly or knowing that the pitcher has a good feeling for the ball of knowing where it's going to go? What's more important? I think that's what it comes down to. You know, if it's that tough, we got to find some substance that works. I never used the rosin bag. It never felt good to me. I'd rather have just blown in my hand or licked it. So a little bit of moisture seemed to work better than some sort of dryness of a rosin bag mixed with moisture. So, you know, once again, I want the game to be as fair as possible. But, you know, if hitters are going to complain about pitchers and pitchers are going to complain about hitters, there's got to be some common ground in what substance can be used on both sides of the ball.
Look here, I'm with you. I hope they figure this thing out. But you're talking about that sawdust on the dance floor, baby. That makes me think about some country music somewhere. Country music and cold beer somewhere, baby. Come on.
Hey,
Backy, tell me this right here, man. You're take me back to your reliever days, man. You're in the bullpen. You get the call. It's time for you to go. What songs in your head? What's getting you right to get you to the rubber?
Man, I mean, you know, you play football, brother, and you're a quarterback, but, you know, it's just like opening that door or running through that paper in high school. It's that feeling, man, of a tiger being let out of the cage. You know, it's what athletes live for, that feeling, that moment of it's my turn. They're calling on me to go out there and do what I know to do, what I love to do, what I've been born and raised to do. And here we go. You know what I mean? It's kind of that feeling of, you know, and then that run from the outfield to the mound is it's powerful, man. You're running out there, especially at home, and the fans are cheering for you as you're running through in between innings. And it's uplifting, you know, and hell, this is also part of me making that transition from reliever to starter. You know, my worst innings as a starter was my first inning because I was too amped up. I mean, the ball was up. I walked guys or I left it up high where they crushed it. So that's kind of another thing, me coming out of the bullpen, man. It's just it's hard to control the emotions. And literally the adrenaline is pumping through you so much that you really can't even feel the baseball in your hands. It's just, it's uncontrollable. It's a great feeling, but sometimes it can just be too much.
You got to learn how to harness that sucker. I ain't sure you've learned how to harness it yet, Backy. Hey, hey, I appreciate you joining us, big dog. It was good stuff. Good hearing from you, man.
Likewise, man, always, and thank y'all.
You bet, man. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.